Crap's Last Tape by Samuel Beckett. A late evening in the future. Crap's den. A small table. Two drawers. Sitting at the table, a weirish old man. Crap. Rusty black narrow trousers, too short for him. Rusty black sleeveless waistcoat. Four capacious pockets, heavy silver watch and chain, grimy white shirt, open at neck, no collar. Surprising pair of dirty white boots, size 10 at least, very narrow and pointed. White face, purple nose, disordered grey hair, unshaven. Very near-sighted, but unspectacled, hard of hearing, laborious walk. On the table, a tape recorder with microphone and a number of cardboard boxes containing reels of recorded tapes. Table and immediately adjacent area in strong white light. Rest in darkness. Crap remains a moment motionless. Heaves a great sigh, looks at his watch, fumbles in his pockets, takes out an envelope, puts it back, fumbles, takes out a small bunch of keys, raises it to his eyes, chooses a key, gets up and moves to front of table. He stoops, unlocks first drawer. Peers into it, feels about inside it, takes out a reel of tape, peers at it, puts it back, locks drawer, unlocks second drawer, peers into it, feels about inside it, takes out a large banana, peers at it, locks drawer. Puts keys back in his pocket. He turns, advances, halts, strokes banana, peels it, drops skin at his feet, puts end of banana in his mouth, and remains motionless, staring vacuously before him. Finally, he bites off the end, turns aside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?